Here I am on the battlements of King John's Castle, Limerick. There's Thomond Bridge, I think extensively rebuilt. Down over the Shannon, look at this 19th century sort of copy of a castle. And a church there. It's like, it looks like Church of Ireland design, but I very much doubt it is. And look at that rather discoloured Irish tricolour. And you can see open countryside beyond. And look at this medieval tower, and the tricolour is there. Okay, that's into the courtyard. The Mosant Visitor Centre, and over there towards St Mary's Cathedral, and in the distance St John's Cathedral, which is a Catholic cathedral. And look at that enormous tower there. And here's modern Limerick, down by what's it called, the Quay, Arthur's Quay, and that's all very extensively rebuilt all of the last 30 years since the boom, you know, the Celtic Tiger. And you look how wide the Shannon is here. There's a branch of it on the other side of the of the castle, or the other side of the island, making this King's Island. And that's Irish Town. You see where those trees are? Tradition, that was Irish Town. King's Island was also known as English Town. So the English immigrants were here from the 12th century AD. And this is obviously the Viking city. The Vikings founded it. There's the treaty stone over there from the famed Treaty of Limerick. And look how low-rise it is over here. So that's early 20th century Limerick over here. Look at that church, and then you can't see it. Somewhere over there is Elm Park, where what's-his-name lived, where Terry Wogan lived. And the two stadia on this north side of the Shannon towards County Clare, Shannon Airport, that is that direction. And look at this more modern bridge. If you follow the Shannon along, you eventually get to the University of Limerick. Founded, was it, in the 1960s? Mary Immaculate College is part of it. Okay, get an idea what the place is like. And remember, there's the Freemasons Hall somewhere around here I pass by. So that's it. Look how high the hills get in the direction of Tipperary. So I can see why it's a very easy place to build a city, because it's very flat and not too marshy. Okay, so that's enough. And all these Limerick flags about, there's a hurling match coming up. Was it the All-Ireland? I don't know whether Limerick won it or not, because I'm completely indifferent to Gaelic games.